So in this meeting, I do not have a message, as it were, but I have a body. I have a body. I have a body. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, so I'll just speak for a while tonight and we'll go. I will trust God for tomorrow morning, afternoon, evening, maybe night, and Saturday morning and afternoon. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, moments of encounters. And the dealings of God will be diverse. Is it clear? For some of us, while our heart is being stirred and we are being reminded of devotion to another, joy will be stirred up in your heart. While another is receiving infusions, as it were, of a joyful spirit, another will receive the grace of God in the place of prayer. While some are being stirred up for an effective prayer life, the heart of service will be stirred up in some others. For some, you will be in visions of God through the course of this meeting. And to set a tone, not just for the rest of the year, as we expect, but also for the coming months and years, as we also desire. And while that is happening, some will receive a sharpening of the giftings of God at work in their lives. For some, it will be a restoration of that childlike spirit. It is by the same spirit. And for some, you will find treasures, as it were, God's word opening up to you. Treasures, insights, new things, or the things you've known before, as we've heard, revealed to you again anew. For some of us, you discover a greater grip on your assignment as a result of instilled focus or deepened focus. For some of us, it will be moments of a strengthened consecration. For some, like I said earlier, it will be encounters of God's Spirit. And these are diversities of God's work. Diversities of the work of the Spirit of God. Are we together? For some of us, there will be, as it were, a restoration and a strengthening of convictions. What I can call a resolving of identity issues. We'll see identification. We'll see consecration. We'll see encounters. We also see an outpouring of the Spirit of God. Are we here to receive? Amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul writes to us, and in verse 15 he says, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, he says, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. The writer here points our attention to the fact that the Bible, are we together? The Bible is a book that was written.
Are we together?
It says, for an understanding of salvation. So he says in verse 15, that from a child has known the holy scriptures, which are able to make the wise. What wise there has to do with intelligence? It has to do with understanding, a grasp of something. So the writer shows us that the scriptures refer to the Old Testament books, essentially. Yep, definitely other books that were built on that. Like we have the four Gospels, the book of Acts, and also the epistles, but primarily refers to the Old Testament books. He says they are materials, books, containing the plan of God. Salvation. Then he says, they are given, or it is given, the writings is given. It says, by the inspiration of God. So, this is God's provision. The scriptures are a provision of God to understand His plan. The scriptures are a provision of God to understand salvation. Like I told you severally, that salvation is not just about getting saved alone. It also includes walking in the plan of God. Salvation does not just refer to receiving the new birth. It also has to do with why the new birth is received. As we are going to see, why the new birth is or has been or is being or must be, put it anyway, received. Why should a man be born again, to put differently? Peter will explain, Peter the Apostle. We explain the new birth in 1 Peter 1:18. It says that you have purified your souls through faith, your hearts through faith. Are we together? Faith. It says in verse 1 Peter 1:23, it says you were born again, being born again, not of corruptible seed. Are we together? But of incorruptible. 1 Peter 1. So he explains the new birth as being born again. Are we together, church? Jesus will explain the same thing. Our Lord and Christ, Jesus, in John's Gospel, chapter 3, speaking to Nicodemus at the night hour, he says, you must be born again. Then he says, then they said, the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So there's a reason for being born again. There's a reality to being born again. It is not just an event, it is a reality. Being born again. It says in John 3 verse 3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then it says, except a man be born of water, verse 5, and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The enter there is a komai, which has to do with participation. Participation. He cannot participate in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God there has to do with what God is doing. So, except a man is born again, he cannot be part of what God is doing. Kingdom. The message of the gospel, therefore, is the message of the kingdom of God. Matthew 3, Matthew 4, you see, the moment Jesus began to pray was rendered as Jesus going about preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Kingdom has to do with what God is doing. So there is what God is doing on the earth. Tell your neighbor, say, there is what God is doing on the earth. Say to someone by you, say, there's what God is doing on the earth. So what God is doing on the earth is called the kingdom of God. It has to do with the activities of God. It has to do with the plan of God. There is something such as the plan of God on the earth. There is something such as the desire, the intention of God for the earth or on the earth. There's something such as God's work on the earth. And the local church is built around this. The local church is built around this. So Paul is saying that the scriptures makes us intelligent as touching the plan of God. It means you could not have sincerely sat down with the scriptures. You could not have prayerfully sat down with the scriptures. You could not have intelligently searched the scriptures. Like Jesus said in John 5:39, you search the scripture for them, you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me. That means the scriptures contains the truth about eternal life. Eternal life is another way of putting God's work on the earth. The scripture makes me intelligent regarding God's project on the earth. So you could not have sincerely and prayerfully sat down with and searched the scriptures and not be insightful, not be smart, intelligent, informed, educated, as it were, concerning the plan of God. So Paul is saying in 2 Timothy 3:15, he says the scripture makes us insightful, full of insight concerning the plan of God. Are we together, church? So salvation, we said severally, goes beyond receiving the new birth. It goes forward to actually walking in it. Actually walking in it. Salvation. It goes beyond receiving the new birth, believing. Salvation includes walking in your salvation. Salvation includes walking in the reality of the new birth. Ephesians 2, in verse 8, it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. He says, and that not of works rather. He says, let any man should boast. Are we together? None of the ones have the gift of God. He says, not of works, let any man should boast. Then if you see in verse 10, it says, for we are the workmanship of God, created in what? In Christ Jesus. Unto what? Unto good works. Which God had what? Before ordained that we should what? We should walk in them. Are we together, church? That means that there are things to walk in. There are things that we have received which we are meant to walk in. Is it clear? That walking also implies, or another word for that walking, is to develop in something. If you look at Ephesians 1, in verse 18, he says, the eyes of your understanding being what? Enlightened, that you may know what is the expectation of his calling. That you may know what is the expectation of his calling. Ephesians 1 and then 18. That you may know what is the hope, that is the expectation of his calling. So there is an expectation upon my life now that I am saved. Are we together, church? There is an expectation. of the Spirit of God upon my life, God has an expectation of going somewhere. We see the same implied in Ephesians chapter 4. In verse 1, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, he says that you do what? That you what? Ephesians 4, that you what? You walk worthy of the what? Vocation. You walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are what? You are called. And definitely, Paul, again, a very skillful writer, uses the same words. The same word is in Ephesians 1:18, the hope of his calling. The word klesis is the same word used in Ephesians 4, when it says that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you have been called. Both the word vocation and the word called in Ephesians 4:1 is the same word klesis, klesia, klesis, the noun and the verb. Vocation is the word klesis. Are we together? Then you have the word klesia, which means to call. Are we together? To call. So it means there's an expectation over my life. So having been saved, God expects me to do what? What is that expectation? Look at 2 Peter. In 1 Peter chapter 1, we saw already. In 1 Peter 1, again, he says in 23, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Being born again. That is 1 Peter 1. Now, in 2 Peter chapter 3, look at what Paul says. He says, but grow in grace. Verse 18. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom be glory now and forever. Amen. He says, grow in grace. Grow in grace. Grow in grace. So, having been saved, I'm instructed. God expects me to grow. Someone say, grow. Look at James. He says the same thing. In James chapter 1, and then in verse 18, of his own will begat he us. He says, with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. Of his own will begat he us. This refers to the new birth. Of his own will begat he us. Then he says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness, superficial godliness, and receive with meekness and gather the word, which is able to save your soul. But be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For the man be hearer of the word, not a doer, is likened unto a man beholding his natural face as in a glass. It tells me going to visit shortly. So look at it. If we are told that the scriptures makes us intelligent regarding salvation, it therefore implies that the scriptures also helps us to grow. The scriptures also helps us to what? To grow. So, upon salvation, I am expected to grow. What is growth? Growth is to begin to make progress in what has been initiated. Something has been initiated. Something has been initiated. What has been initiated? In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul explains. He says, I have planted, Apollos, whatever, verse 6, But God gave the increase. So neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God has gave the increase. Now he that planted and he that watered the one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together, he says, with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take it out, he build thereupon. For other foundation that no man laid than that which is laid, he says, which is Jesus Christ. Then he says, if any man build upon foundation of gold, silver, precious stone, wood, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. Because it shall be revealed by fire, the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man walk abide, he says, that will be upon, he shall receive a reward. If any man shall abort, he says, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet also by fire. Do it about your temple of God and the street of God that does. If any man defend the temple of God, he shall God destroy. He says, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you have. He speaks about what has been initiated and what is being done upon that initiation. There is that which has been initiated. Then there is that which ought to be done. So he calls that which ought to be done, he calls it the building. Building. So that is another terminology used by the writers to describe the art of making progress. To build. So what are we saying? Haven't been saved. Haven't been redeemed. Saved. Hallelujah. I need to grow. To make progress. Amen. To make progress. So look at what James does. James says to not be hearers of the word only. Doesn't mean to not hear the word. It simply means do not stop at hearing. The challenge is a lot of believers stop at hearing. If you follow the thought, James is saying the one who stopped at hearing, are we together? Is not different from the one who did not hear. So he says to not stop at hearing, but to be what? Doers. Someone say doers. Now look at this. Pay attention. He says, the one that hears, the one who does not do the word, are we together? He says, if a man looks into the word and does not do it, he says, look at what it says. Look at what it is. He calls to not do the word. Are we together? Are we together? He calls it going your own way. Going your own way. Are we together? Going your own way. Then he says, to do the word
Amen. To do the words. Are we together? To not do the word, he calls it going my way. He also calls it deceiving yourselves. So he calls to do the words, acting in line with my nature. That's what he calls doing the words. Notice in the same text, he uses the word mirror. Isn't it? Isn't it? For the word. What does that show you? What does that show you? Now, obviously, in Romans 15 and 4, Paul has said that the scriptures were written for our what? Learning. Look at me. It means that when I read my Bible, I put it differently, when I hear the words. Well, when I read my Bible, since that was how I started out with the thoughts. But what I imply to say is when I hear the word. But I'll say when I read my Bible, look at this. My Bible, therefore, ought not to be like a window. It ought to be like a mirror. Now, what is a window? A window is something you look out to. Or you look out through. Is it clear? You look out through the window. Or you are looking onto things at or through the window. No. God's word to me ought not to be like a window. The word of God to me ought to be like a what? A mirror. Is it clear, church? Is it clear, church? That means that when I look at the word, or when I read my Bible, I ought to see who? Myself. Are we together, church? When I read my Bible, if all I see is Abraham, then there is something wrong in my sight. Is it clear? If all I see is Moses, then I have not seen accurately. I must see Abraham. I must see Moses. I must see David. I must see Joshua. To the end that I see who? Myself. Is it clear, church? Is it clear, church? To the end that I see myself how I ought to be. So let me go back a bit. I said, the scriptures, Paul says, makes us wise in salvation. So the salvation refers to the plan of God. Amen. Amen. Salvation refers to the plan of God. We said it doesn't just imply to receive salvation. The plan of God also implies to what? To develop. Is that true? Is that true? To grow. He says in 2 Timothy 3 there, he says it's given for by inspiration of God. He says it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction.
instruction in righteousness, the phrase, a phrase that implies for training. You can use the word development. The scriptures are profitable for development in God's righteousness. Are we together? That means I must keep on developing. I must keep on growing. It would imply that development is continuous. Growth is continuous. So I must not stop growing. I must not what? Stop growing. You must not stop growing. You must not stop growing. Look at this. I must not stop growing. I must not stop growing. Are we together? God's plan is that I must not stop growing. Is it clear? I must not stop growing. Say to yourself, say, I must not stop growing. Say, I must not stop growing. Say to yourself, say, I must not stop growing. Point to your neighbor, say, you must not stop growing. So, growth is continuous. Is it clear? The scriptures are given to us to be intelligent regarding salvation. That means we will keep on developing, we'll keep on growing in it. Yes, it has been received, but that which you have received, you will now grow. So, part of God's expectation upon our lives, part of God's expectation upon our church is that we do not stop growing. Say, we do not stop growing. Say to your neighbor, say, we must not stop growing. Are we together? Why? That shows you, look at it, that the believer can actually stop growing. I'm not saying can, as in permitted to. I mean, it can happen when you are careless. The believer can stop growing. I've explained that to you seven. It's possible that a Christian stops growing. It's also possible that the believer has or experienced what we call retarded growth. A believer can have a stunted growth. A believer can stop growing. A believer can have retarded growth. A believer can have a what? A stunted growth. Let me add one more. A believer can reverse in his growth. I told you a while ago that spiritual growth is reversible. A believer can experience a reversal. You know what a reversal means? You know what a reversal means? You know, today when you transfer money and the banking network is not good, right? Right? Sometimes the fellow who are the receiving end
might even see an alert. Isn't it? That I was trying to make payments at my office some days ago. The woman literally got a credit alert. And then, following that, they failed. That is, there was a sign that I initiated a transaction. But upon a closer look, she saw that it failed. Look at this. There are some people in church that we will start seeing signs that, this person is like he's getting the word. But upon a closer look, say that, it failed. You will see it. You will see the, you know, if I tell the person that, I initiated the transaction, you will not argue. Because there was a proof that something was there. She saw the figure. It's not the figure I sent. But just by looking, I mean, she now clicked on the alert and then saw failed. Written in red, tiny print, failed. So later on, I got a credit back. I now reinitiated. It did the same thing. And I asked, I said, do you have another bank? They send the money, it now went through. She now saw it. So there are instances that we will see that, this fellow is also in this church. This fellow also attended the meeting. This fellow was in the conference. This fellow has been in church. There will be signs. Are we together? But look at this. The fruits to be enjoyed will be missing. May you not be missing your fruits. The fruits to be enjoyed. The main proof. I mean, we can't use it. That's very vast. So, a believer can also experience a reversal. A reversal in their spiritual growth. But look at this. God's plan is that the believer should grow. That means I ought not to stop growing. Before we move far, it shows you that this issue of growth and development is something to be intentional about. It's something to be what? Intentional about. And part of your intentionality is your consistency. You must be intentionally consistent. Is it clear? Is it clear? You must be what? Intentional about your consistency. The scriptures, Romans 15:4, like I said, is written for our growth, written for our development. In Colossians 4:12, it says, Epaphras prays for you that we stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. That prayer is so that you will grow. That prayer is so that you will grow. The Colossians 4:12 prayer is a prayer for growth. When it says you will stand perfect and complete, it's a prayer for continual growth. Are we together? Continual growth. Someone say continual growth. So look at it. As I'm talking tonight, you must begin to see it. And one thing about God's word is this. Look at this. The very first thing that will occur to you when you see an intention of God, the very first thing that will occur to you When the scripture tells you this is God's intention, either by way of instruction or inspiration. Sometimes you have not yet been instructed, but you can be inspired. Sometimes instruction has not come, but information can come. See, the moment the moment it already occurs to you that something is God's intention for your life, the very first thing that must occur to you after that is that it is a possibility. It is a possibility. It is possible. It is possible to grow. It is possible to grow continuously. It is possible to grow consistently. Is it clear? So God's plan is a continual growth. How does the continual growth happen? Two things. Number one, the grace of God. The grace of God makes it possible to grow continuously. And secondly, efforts. A diligent effort with the grace of God is key to developing in the plan of God. So it means I also must not stop. I mustn't stop at putting efforts into my growth, into my development. Are we together? God's desire is for me to develop in His plan. It's for me to develop in His plan. That was salvation, which encompasses what God is doing on the earth. God's plan for me is for me to grow in His plan. Now, as I grow in God's plan, I lay hold on the greater part of His plan. I grow in that, I lay hold on more. Then I grow in that. So, look at this. God's plan, are you with me, is therefore something we grow into. It's something we keep growing into. From levels onto greater levels. God's plans is something we continually grow into. We keep evolving in God's plan. It is not enough, for example, to say, if I am in the local church, then I am in God's plan. Yes and no. It is not enough to be in the local church. The local church is to achieve something. So, is that thing being achieved in you? So, there's someone I get that say, oh, I've arrived. You find out that God wants you to make continual progress, continual increase, line upon line. Are we here, church? God wants me to make continual progress. God's plan is something I evolve in. You evolve. E-V-O-L-V-E. You evolve in God's plan. A local assembly evolves in God's plan. You evolve in God's plan. We keep discovering. We keep unveiling greater depths. Is it clear, church? You keep evolving, developing into greater depths. Into greater depths of God's land. I keep evolving into greater depths. I keep covering more grounds. I keep taking up more spaces. I keep covering more grounds. It means today, I'm not where I used to be yesterday. It means tomorrow, I won't be where I am today. So, I keep evolving. I keep developing into more and more and more of God's plan. Hallelujah. It's not enough to stay on the spot. And attempt to remain on the spot is to engage a reverser in my growth. So I don't stay on the spot. I don't stay on the spot. I explore God's plans. Glory to God. I explore God's plans. I explore. God wants you and I to explore His plans. Is it clear? Is it clear? God wants us to explore. Is it clear? What does it mean to explore? Look at this. Now you're born again. But now you've got someone born again. That is exploring. Now you got someone born again. Yeah. But now you're now getting people filled with the Holy Ghost. That is exploring. I know you've been getting people filled with the Holy Ghost and born again. Now you are taking responsibility for their own growth. That is exploring. Deeper and deeper. Someone say deeper and deeper. Hallelujah. You know, the song, I think, was done well. He says, take me deeper, deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close in your embrace. Take me deeper, deeper than I've ever been before. I just want to love you more and more. How I long to be deeper in love. Take me deeper, deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close in your embrace. Take me deeper, deeper than I've ever been before. I just want to love you more and more. How I long to be deeper. God wants us to explore His plans. Is it clear, church? Because hear me clearly, you can do more. You know, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of more. The Holy Ghost was given us to take us into greater depths. Is it clear? To take us into depths of service. More. 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 So you say to the Lord, Lord, I don't hinder you. Then you say to the Lord, you say, Lord, sincerely in my heart, I might be having this challenge. I know I'm having this challenge and this challenge and this challenge, but Lord, I want more. And he understands. So you experience the power of the Spirit, where the Spirit of God comes into your life and pulls you out of that situation and drives you to go more, farther, deeper into his plans till you're lost in his plans. Are we together? More. I don't want one. I want two. I don't want two. I want 10. You know, we can ask God for more churches. He says, ask me. And I'll give unto you all. I'll give unto you the healing for thy inheritance. And the uttermost part of the earth for thy word, your possession. More. So God wants us to grow. God wants us to develop. To develop. Are we together? Paul's prayers in Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3, Colossians 1 are prayers for more, for growth and development. Are we together? Why is more possible? Why is more possible? More is possible because God wants all. More is possible for me because God wants all. Is it clear, church? God's plan is increase, church. God's plan is growth. Growth and increase is at the core of God's heart. What kind of growth are we talking about? Numeric growth. What kind of growth are we talking about? Spiritual growth. What kind of growth are we talking about? Growth in my love walk, in my honor walk. Growth in faithfulness. Growth in my faith walk. Growth in the influence and the impact that I have on lives that God has through me. So I must not stop growing. We mustn't stop growing. We mustn't stop growing, Ezekiel Church. We must not stop growing, Ezekiel Church. Look at this. If you are for growth, you are for God. Growth. Increase. My own growth. The growth of others. The growth of the church. The growth of the world. Growth. Development. So I mustn't stop growing. I must not stop growing. I must not stop growing in insights. Praise God. I mustn't stop growing in insight. I must not stop growing in insight. I want to know the Lord more. I want to know the Lord more. I mustn't stop growing in insight. Also, I must not stop growing in grace. The grace of God grows upon our lives. As we commit ourselves to serve Him more, we grow in grace. Grace is a divine ability to do what God has asked us to do. The more we prepare ourselves to serve, the greater the grace upon our lives. Are we together, church? We mustn't stop growing. We must not stop growing in faithfulness. We must not stop growing in patience. You mustn't stop growing in skill. Ministerial skill. Prayer is a skill in ministry. I hope you know that. Teaching the word is a skill in ministry. I hope you know that. Teaching the word is a skill in serving God. One of the skills, the skill set, one of the things you must have in your skill set in serving the Lord is the ability to explain God's word to people. He says, look at this. He says, a bishop must be apt to what? To teach. Instructive. It's a skill set. Prayer. It's a skill set. We must grow in our results, our fruits. God wants us to grow in our fruits. In our fruits. He says that the vine that brings forth fruit, he says, he does what? He proves it that it might bring forth much more. God wants me to increase and to grow in my fruits. Glory to God forevermore. It means when we have one assembly, God wants us to have 10 assemblies, 10 churches, 50 cells, 100 cells. Are we together? So when the eyes of your understanding is enlightened, you will see growth. Growth is what God is asking from us. I must stop growing in my experience. When you go for more, you will have more experiences. When you have more experiences, it opens doors for more. More experiences. Experiences include challenges. I must not stop growing in wisdom. You cannot get wisdom if you don't get involved. I must stop growing in conviction. And look at this. Lastly, I must not stop growing in service. Glory to God forevermore. I must not stop growing in what? In service. Glory to God forevermore. I must not stop growing in service. Keep for me. God wants us to what? To grow. That's the word tonight. God wants us to what? To grow. That is the word tonight. And growth is possible. It is possible for me. It's possible for me. That barriers are taken away. You know, sometimes you are the barrier. And the Lord walks in you. Growth is possible, say, in the Spirit of God. You must open your eyes again and see what I'm doing. The issue was that you slept. The issue was that you dozed off. And the enemy replaced your sight with other things. No. If you are not sure what God wants, if you ever find your place, yourself in a place where you are not sure what God is doing, what God wants, what you should be doing, what you should be acting out, just go for growth. Go for the growth. The growth of world. Go for the greater version of what God is doing. the greater version of a cell is 50 cells. The greater version of trying to care for people's sicknesses is to heal it. You know, we can grow in the operations of the gifts of God, of the gifts of the Spirit in our ministries. You can develop in the operations of the gifts of the Spirit. Advanced operations for an advanced ministry. Tonight, as it deposits of God's gifts and graces, and I see our hearts being worked upon by the Spirit of God, enlarged, where God is helping us to see beyond what we have seen before. The Lord is helping us to see, to conceive in our hearts possibilities of the God kind, where the things that are looked impossible suddenly becomes logical, where things that either though have been judged unsurmountable now looks very daring. Yes, that is the Spirit of God working. And this Spirit, the Spirit of God, moves upon our hearts to approach the things we have judged inapproachable, to dare the things we have judged undearable. Yes. As He paints new pictures in your heart, the Spirit of God begins to show you things that are possible in the next 10 years. The Spirit of God begins to replace pictures, motions in your heart, move to see into decades to come. You begin to see a kind of you, an image of you, an image of you pastoring, an image of you serving young people aright, counseling and teaching and guiding and providing spiritual leadership to young and old. Yes. Go for it, hear the Spirit of God. It's calling you to come up either. It's calling you to come up either. It's calling us as a church to step up and to attempt things, great things for God. Calling us as a ministry. Calling us as an assembly. Calling us as cell communities to widen our reach, to widen the scope of His influence for us, to embrace as we believe for more, to embrace by engaging in activities that ensures more, to embrace His plan, to embrace, to pursue, to go for more, to pay the price, to go for more. It is the Spirit of God. Ooh. So when you feel like fasting for the more, for the greater version of that which you have seen at the moment, it is the Spirit of God. When you are moved, when you are scared to pray toward vigils, as it were, to go into take times to go into solitude and to pray for long hours, and to pray and to pour out your desires before God, and to pray so as to lay hold of the greater version of that which you are doing in the church, it is the Spirit of God. Yes. When your heart is moved upon to consecrate yourself, to devote your own selves to the Lord more, to serve Him, to serve His will, to fulfill His cause for your life, for His church, it is the Spirit of God. That Spirit is the Spirit of more. And I see tonight as our heart is stirred, as our remembrance is stirred, as our hearts is called unto by the Spirit of God to look into that part of more as He is. He is of more. Yes. He is. Some is ministered to you in visions of the night. Yes. He is. There was ease this weekend. Ministered and received. There is ease as we pray. As we pray, we will experience more possibilities. We will see them in prayer. We will first of all see, as the Lord shows us, that the work is possible. We will see how possible it is. We will see that much more can be achieved by the Spirit of God. We will see. We will see that it is possible to run without weary, to walk and not be tired, to mount up with wings like the prophet said it, Isaiah, as the eagle, to be clothed upon with strength supernatural. Yes, yes. That it is possible to serve the Lord and to lead men to champion His cause on the earth without the flesh or without fleshly methods and approaches. Yes. We will see that it is possible to do the work of God in the power of the Holy Ghost, with supernatural signs and wonders following, accompanying our ministries, with the influence and the glory of the Lord covering the land. We will see that it is possible as we pray. And in the place of prayer, we will also lay hold on the supply of God for the possible work. This will happen. This will happen in this conference. This will happen this weekend. This will happen as we turn our hearts away and make this place a point of appointment. We will see that this is possible. And as we see that possibility, we will lay hold on it. Lord, we receive. Just pray in other tongues tonight. Pray in other tongues tonight. Lord, I'm open for growth. I desire that I receive, O Lord, that I will not function as one who stands in the way of growth. I will ensure it. Stand in the way of growth. I ensure. I don't stand in the way of growth. I ensure it. I don't use my hands to ruin God's plan. Lord, I walk with you. I walk with you. Wanna be more like you.
I wanna be more like you. Oh Lord, I wanna be more like you. Oh Lord, I wanna be more like you. I wanna be your best, your option. God, I wanna be more like you. I wanna be more. Let's sing this song.
I wanna be more like you. Lord, I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be more
like you. I wanna be more. No, I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be the best you want to. Lord, I wanna be more like you.
The vessel you walk through.
Lord, I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be the vessel you walk through.
Lord, I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be the vessel you speak through.
Lord, I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be the vessel you walk through.
Lord,
I wanna be a vessel you take through.
Lord, I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be a vessel you heal through.
Lord, I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be a vessel you walk through.
Lord, I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be,
Lord. I wanna be more like you.
Let the boys sing that song.
Jesus, Lord, I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be
your best who you want to. Lord, I wanna be more like you.
Lord,
I wanna be more like you. Lord, I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be
a vessel you want to. Lord, I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be a vessel you speak through.
Lord, I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be a vessel you think through.
Lord, I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be a preacher.
Lord, we thank you.
to be focused, to receive your growth, to receive the plan of your spirit, to receive your preservation of your plan. Help us to find strength, to find wisdom, strengthening of conviction, and to receive all manners of deposits as you have for us by your spirit. Tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, receive this in the name of your Son Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.